A hunger crisis in southern Africa is worsening. The United Nations says 14 million people are at risk of starvation. The worst-hit countries are Zimbabwe, Zambia, Mozambique, Malawi, Swaziland, and Lesotho. A drought and the crippling effects of HIV/AIDS are mostly to blame. In Zimbabwe, though, two things have compounded the problem: government control over basic food commodities and a land reform plan which has shut down most of the nation's most productive commercial farms. NPR's Jason Bobiam reports from the capital, Harare.
In the township of Mavuku on the outskirts of Harare, Rosemary Mangena is sitting with her three sisters on the stoop of a small white house. Mangena is 35. She's lived on this same dirt street since birth. She says in the past Zimbabwe has had droughts, but they never led to food shortages like the country is experiencing this year. For the last 2 months, Mangena hasn't been able to buy cornmeal, or mealy meal as they call it here, the main staple of the Zimbabwean diet.
It's very difficult. Right now I'm coming from town. I was in a queue of mealy meal. I didn't get one. And I went to Mohamed Musa to find sugar, and we got nothing. And we just came back empty-handed.
Youth brigades from the ruling ZANU-PF party often patrol the food lines in town, Mangena says, and demand party membership cards to get food. Mangena supports the political opposition and refuses to buy a ZANU-PF card. Across the street from Mangena, a thin woman named Fungai Katema is breastfeeding her three-month-old son. The skin on her face is drawn taut over her cheeks. Katema says her family often eats only one meal a day now, and she's losing weight.
You're
saying she can't recall a time ever since she was born that life has been so unbearable like the current situation. There's never been like this. This is really extreme.
Until just recently, Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of southern Africa. Now, two-thirds of Zimbabwe's population, or almost 8 million people, are in need of food aid. Residents stand in lines for hours each day to try to buy maize meal, sugar, and other scarce food staples. In 1998, President Robert Mugabe accelerated a program to redress a legacy of colonialism that left white commercial farmers with much of the country's best land. Over the last 4 years, the government seized most of these large farms, promising to give small subsistence plots to landless blacks.
And this is clearly a place where it's had enormous resources, very successfully engaged over the years, and it doesn't have the full team working right now.
James Morris, the head of the United Nations World Food Program, came to Zimbabwe in January to assess the country's growing food crisis. Morris is cautious not to be overly critical of his host nation, but he says the country is not using its agricultural resources to their full potential right now.
That's been very harmful to Zimbabwe, and in fact it's been very harmful to all of southern Africa, because this place has the capacity to feed all of southern Africa.
While most of the white commercial farmers have been kicked off the land, the government's program to resettle new black farmers has been chaotic. Prime farms have been given to high-ranking cabinet ministers, ZANU-PF officials, and even President Mugabe's wife. Most of the new farmers lack tractors and irrigation equipment. There have been problems delivering seed and fertilizer in time for the planting season. Many resettled families moved off their plots when their crops failed. In 2002, Zimbabwe's grain crop was just a quarter of what it was in the 1990s. Government officials insist that this almost total collapse of the country's agriculture sector is due to one thing: drought. Drought has affected food production in Zimbabwe, but James Morris with the World Food Program says much of the drop is due to government policies.
It's clear when you close down the commercial farms that commercial farmers have a better capacity to use irrigated water than mom-and-pop operations. This is a country whose reservoirs are full, 75-80% capacity right now, and that means that there's water available for irrigation for several years into the future.
At the same time that food production inside Zimbabwe is falling dramatically, the government has made the importation of grain almost impossible. The government has a monopoly on grain distribution and has set the wholesale price for maize at about 1/20th of the cost on the open market. Thus, any commercially imported maize would have to be sold at a substantial loss. July Moyo, the Minister of Labor and Social Welfare, says the price controls are not meant to block grain imports, but rather to protect consumers from profiteering businessmen.
We have said anybody can import food. We will have to do the plant protection inspections, phytosanitary inspections, and we'll give them a permit to import. But the selling price must be the ruling price.
And in the meantime, food brought in by Western relief agencies reached record levels in January, and the bread lines in Zimbabwe grow longer and longer. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Harare.